Welcome to the Aversion Podcast. I'm your host, Zainab Yate, and I'm the author of When Breastfeeding Sucks, What You Need to Know About Nursing Aversion and Agitation. Right, it's been an awfully long time since I last recorded a podcast. It was November last year. And since then, we've had a crazy time of it in the world. And obviously, things have drastically changed for many people. And that's really the main reason I'm coming on here. I have covered the basics of aversion, and I wanted to talk about what can help, because that's the most important thing, I think, for anyone that's struggling or anyone that's trying to understand aversion or anyone that's trying to explain it to anybody. And I cover this in the second to last, it's either the penultimate chapter or the eighth chapter of the book about managing aversion. And I call it alleviating aversion. Essentially, I created a mnemonic acronym, Bromphalic, so that's BROMPHALIC. No, it's one L and then double C at the end. And it takes you through a step-by-step process of what to cover and what to do when you're struggling with aversion. But I do have to say that the first step is to understand the phenomena, and that's why I guess I've gone into so much detail in the book about the biopsychosocial aspects of essentially feeling angry, agitated, frustrated, furious, rageful, trapped, and all the rest of it when breastfeeding, and why it can arise. And understanding it in itself can be part of alleviating it. In fact, I think it really is the first step, because understanding normal biological behaviours, understanding normal biological infant behaviours, understanding normal human processes with emotions and how under pressure we can react negatively, and also how with trauma, previous trauma, we can reenact that negative response, and how our hormones are tied to that process, is all key, essentially, to be able to managing your aversion and alleviating your aversion. So if I take you through the steps briefly, one by one, just so I'm not rambling on about theory, then maybe this podcast could help someone somewhere in the world get a handle on it, because aversion is just heartbreaking. It's a horrible experience. So the first step is B, and this is your breastfeeding aversion triggers. So I do recommend that you either bullet journal or just on a bit of paper, if you can note down what your triggers are. Is it particular skin or hand contact on you, like pinching or nipple twiddling, or is your trigger a certain thought process, like the bedtime boob marathon? I'm stuck here while everyone else is having fun. When am I going to get time to myself? Why am I doing this? Nobody really respects that I'm breastfeeding, and nobody really values it. And everybody else's kid goes to sleep quickly and sleeps better than mine. And I'm trapped in this dark room. What am I doing with my life? Is it a kind of thought trigger that sets off the negative emotion happening when you're breastfeeding? Or is it something else? Can you track when it happens once, twice a month, three times a month? Is it possibly hormonal? So what are your breastfeeding aversion triggers? That really should be your starting point, whether it's a psychological trigger or a physiological trigger, or whether it's some kind of external stress like we have spoken about in previous podcast episodes. Only you know. And my insight would be that it is probably a combination of a few of them, and it's a layered combination. So one would lead to the other, or there'll be multiple layers to it. And of course, if you have had previous sexual abuse, or if you you've had childhood abuse, then we have to look deeper into a more deeper stress response and a negative association to breastfeeding that could be created over time, and essentially due to a negative pairing of the hormone oxytocin, which is released every time you let down. And those are the main things you need to cover. That's the first step. And the second step is your reactionary behaviours. And I do cover this in the book in more detail, but essentially is, can you notice how you are reacting to your negative emotions? How are you responding to them? If you are responding quite overtly, quite, I dare say violently, if you are being, sounding angry or crying out or punching a pillow or de-latching roughly, then these reactionary behaviours will more than likely cause your nursling to feel unsafe and to worry about you and feel anxious and then ask to breastfeed again because they want comfort and security. And that's so important because you're getting aversion because you're triggered and you're touched out, but that microsecond of how your reactionary behaviours play out means that essentially you could start the vicious cycle from happening, and they can ask to breastfeed again. And because many of us are gentle, responsive, nurturing parents, we want to listen and respond to our nursling, we can latch them again. And so this is where a negative association to breastfeeding and breastfeeding sessions can really spiral. And so that's the important second step. So we've covered B, breastfeeding triggers, breastfeeding aversion triggers. We've covered R, reactionary behaviours. And now it's O. So this is ovulation and menstruation. So I highly recommend you app track, either app track or bullet journal, like a period tracker, for the days that you're ovulating and or when your menses are starting, or whether you have PMT or PMS, these kind of post or pre menstrual tensions and changes and fluctuations in hormones, because that can really help you get through those few days of difficulty with your hormones all over the place, with your areola and nipple and breast being more sore and sensitive. I know many women that have got aversion only when they ovulate, and this is highly correlative to the fact that some women have a much larger spike in testosterone when they ovulate, and this is obviously well known as the hormone for regression. And so knowing that can help you get through, especially if you see a pattern about when it happens. So we've done B, R, O, and M, that's menstruation, and then P. So I can't believe this, but I might have to stop the podcast because I've got no idea what P is. Oh, right, I do. Obviously, I wrote the book. Why wouldn't I? Prevention. So P is for prevention. So alongside the theory behind aversion and all of the different possible biopsychosocial reasons why it might happen, in addition to your breastfeeding aversion triggers, your reactionary behaviours, your tracking of your hormones and managing your female hormones, these can be used as prevention, essentially. Prevention from the aversion cycle kicking in, prevention from the negative association to breastfeeding, prevention from the negative pairing of oxytocin, which happens every time, obviously, you're breastfeeding with the letdown. I'm so cool, I'm cooking while I'm doing a podcast, so I'm going to have to turn off the oven. How professional is that? So it's really important, because actually aversion can get worse if these things are not managed, and that's why I talk about prevention, because the vicious cycle of aversion is, it can spiral, and I've seen it spiral, and it's really important to get a handle on it. I think we're on nearly 10 minutes, and I promise to keep these short, and I have covered half of the steps. So if you permit me, I will end this podcast here and I will do the next steps in the mnemonic acronym from Phallic in the next podcast, which I definitely will not leave as long because they're really important. So toodaloo for now.